From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. In March, the Centers for Disease Control announced the latest autism numbers. One in 88 kids is now diagnosed with the disorder.
Not that there's necessarily more of it out there, just that we're diagnosing it better, and we're diagnosing more kids who might have been diagnosed with something else instead, and awareness.
Stephen Canny was recently chosen as the new executive director of the Thompson Center for Autism in Columbia, one of the nation's leading autism centers. What do you think is the biggest issues these days in terms of dealing with the rising numbers of children being diagnosed with autism?
Well, I think the biggest issue is, I think it's a good one. It's like, okay, so now we're finally recognizing and accurately diagnosing people out there. The benefit of having those numbers are people recognize that this is a huge impact on an individual, a family, and our society. So the more awareness there is, the more research can be done to figure out what the heck is going on here, how can we treat it, what are the best treatments that we can use to get to it.
What do you think are the most promising areas of autism research right now?
Wow, there's a ton going on. It's pretty exciting. I still don't think there's enough going on, I think, you know, with the numbers that you see. But far and away, I think the most exciting stuff is the genetics and what's happening there. Actually, the University of Missouri itself is involved in several of these studies where we're trying to match up what genes are associated with autism, and even beyond that, what genes are associated with what type of autism. And I think that's where this field is really maturing. It's not just that you have autism. It's what kind of autism do you have? And depending on what type of autism do you have, what is the best treatment then that can go along with that?
I wonder what your thoughts are about making treatment sort of accessible to families. I mean, you know, there's all this great research happening. There's treatments that are being proven to be really effective in getting kids to, you know, be able to be really successful in life. And yet that can cost a lot of money. And
yeah.
But what are your thoughts about sort of making treatments more accessible for families who may not be able to afford them?
I think it's huge and necessary. I mean, you know, the more and more we're diagnosing these kids, and we do know that there are effective treatments, but how do we make sure that those treatments are available, accessible, and affordable for anyone who might need them? One of the missions of the Thompson Center is to address that in some way. But I'll be honest with you, I mean, the Thompson Center, it cannot serve, you know, every kid in every state. There's just no way. So you have to address it a couple different ways. You want to provide services there for as many people as you can, but you also want to train more people who are good at it. So make sure that we provide a system there where we can get people trained to go out into the world and provide more services for other people so that, you know, if they can't come to Central Missouri, how do we get them the right care?
Stephen Canny will be moving back to Missouri in September to head up the MU Thompson Center for Autism. He's currently director of the Autism Center at the Texas Children's Hospital. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.